Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now might be a good time to get out to your local greengrocers or supermarket and pick up some Irish strawberries, because growers are saying a recent sunny spell has created the perfect conditions for fully ripened sweet berries, some of the best they've seen in years. And I'm joined on the line by Jimmy Kearns, who's owner of Kearns Fruit Farm in Enniscorthy in County Wexford. Hello, Jimmy.
Morning, Claire.
I'm glad we're talking to you today because you've heard the rain is coming, have you?
Yeah, I'm actually. I'm a little worried about it. I hope it don't stay too long.
I'm looking at the map here from Met Air, and they have this status yellow thunderstorm warning, but it's for Carlow, Kildare, Kilkenny, Laois, Offaly, Wicklow, Clare, Limerick, Tipperary and Galway. You're in the clear, Jimmy. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, well, hopefully, yes. We always keep our fingers crossed, you know.
Listen, but, you're at the strawberries for a long time and you haven't seen a year as good.
Yeah, it's over 50 years at them now, Claire, and I suppose this is the best start to a season we've seen in a long, long time. It's probably the best ever, I think, I can remember, you know, that we've had a couple of months of really good weather. And, of course, it suits the strawberries perfectly. Mm-hmm. They like the temperatures between 15 and 20, 22 degrees.
And once it goes beyond that 20, 22, does it start to go wrong again?
They don't like... any plant really doesn't like temperatures of 26, 27, 28 degrees. So the temperatures at the moment are absolutely brilliant, you know. Mm-hmm. The days are between 17, 18 and 20, 21, 22, which is absolutely perfect.
Lovely weather. And what, you had an early crop as well this year, didn't you?
Yeah, well, what the fine weather does, like we're in heated glass, is our first start. So we are a week earlier with the heated glass. We started on the 25th of March and our heated glass has been picking since. We're nearly completed all the glass now. We have a couple of blocks of heated glass and then a block of cold glass, which I call cold glass is glass that doesn't have any heating in it.
Mm.
And that kind of bridges the gap between that and tunnels.
Jimmy, sometimes...
Yeah, our season is going perfect.
Sometimes you can get strawberries, Jimmy, I don't know if you'd agree with me, and they can taste a bit watery. They can taste like a strawberry, but not like a strawberry that you'd remember from the 80s, say. What you're getting there, what you're describing to us today, that's the real intense strawberry flavour that we remember, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, because if you... will remember that when you get into September and October and November, that actual sweetness is gone from the berry itself. And that's because the weather is getting colder and the strawberries are taking longer to ripen, and then you don't have that sweet taste like you have now.
Mm-hmm.
It's as good a taste now as I've ever seen with fruit. And it doesn't matter what variety it is, they all taste beautiful.
Now, my children, when they see a punnet of strawberries, they all go for the big one. But that's not the best thing to do, is it?
Well, no. The reality of life is that the smaller berry can be sweeter than the large berry. The large berry can have more water in it and therefore reduces that taste. The smaller berry is more compact and you have more juice in it rather than water. Mm-hmm. So it's sweeter.
And as you're going through the season then, the berries might be smaller that are coming through. Is that right, when they're on their second or third round?
Once you start off, your first pick or first two or three picks, the fruit is large. And then as the crop advances, after 3 to 4 weeks, the berries get smaller. It's a natural process from any plant. Once you're taking away fruit and it's producing fruit, it gets weaker and the berries get smaller. And it's the last of the crop that you pick has the sweetest fruit.
And is the demand there for all this fruit you're producing?
Yeah, the demand has grown every year at the rate of about 10%. And we are, I suppose, at the moment, struggling to keep up with that demand. The imported fruits this year from Egypt and Spain and Morocco and these places wasn't good because they've experienced terrible weather conditions in Spain and in Egypt, and the fruit wasn't good. So the demand this year for our Irish produce is greater than other years because of that, because people weren't enjoying strawberries through the months of November, December, and January. You know, they just weren't nice.
Right. Yeah, isn't it great to see the demand there for, you know, our own Irish product that we're growing there, particularly in Wexford, where you are, the home of the strawberry, you know, that we can do it? Because I'm sure you've had years in the past where you were washed out of it, essentially.
Yeah, we've come off the backs of bad years. Like, but, you know, when you get into good weather like this, and after coming through winter, we've had a bad winter. And actually, when you're growing fruit, like, there's probably more work goes on during the winter preparing the crops for the summer.
Yeah.
And people don't realise that. Mm. But you have to get out of the elements and do the work.
And Jimmy, do you eat them yourself?
And not one. Not very many. I'm over 50 years at them, so... Yeah, I ate them too much when I was young.
Exactly.
But not at the moment.
You're sick of them. Jimmy, thanks.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd eat one or two just to try the taste. But generally, what I do is I'd often watch youngsters, and they'll be doing the tasting for me, and they wouldn't know it. And when I see them eating the berries one after the other, well, then I know I have sweet fruit.
You know you're on the right track. Lovely to talk to you, Jimmy.
I know I'm on the right track then, yes.
Jimmy Kearns there, owner of Kearns Fruit Farm in Enniscorthy in County Wexford.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.